tomorrow. Now, asylum seekers, this kind of seems crazy, but asylum seekers are apparently going to be urged to voluntarily return to their countries. I'm sure they're going to be like, yep, I made this super long journey, treacherous journey, and I'm just going to go ahead and head on back because you're encouraging me to do so. Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily what's going to be going on with that right there. Then, all right, continue on here. Last night, former President Trump had a town hall on CNN, and it had a lot of backlash from the left. They were, a hashtag was trending on Twitter to cancel CNN because they were allowing Trump to have a town hall. And I'm like, but he's running for president and he's a former president. Like, what do you mean cancel the town hall? But that's what was going on. It was supposed to be a 90-minute town hall and it was cut short to 68 minutes. Really no word yet about why. It was about 70 minutes long instead of 90 minutes. Some of the takeaways right there about that. Then we have the suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance faces extradition to the United States. So Joran Vandersloot, he's one of the last people to see Natalie Holloway alive. He's being extradited to from Peru to the United States. He's going to be facing fraud charges as well. Janet Yellen continues her warnings about the debt ceiling, saying if the United States defaults on the debt, it would trigger a global economic downturn, and that it, basically us defaulting on our debt would threaten the global economy and undermine leadership. Now, we have until the end of the month to be able to get something done as it pertains to the debt ceiling. So there's that as well. I got a couple other headlines for you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns as well as 29. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So the House went ahead and passed the border security bill that was going to increase E-Verify. It was going to be doing a bunch of other stuff. However, it does look like President Biden will veto this bill. He already threatened that he would, and now it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. We'll have to see exactly what's going to go down with that, though, as it gets closer. Ukraine-Russia war. Ukraine says counterattacks were effective near Bakhmut, and we know that the Russian forces have began to retreat from the Bakhmut region, and part of it is because of the counterattacks from Ukraine. And then the FDA has ended a ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. This is a pretty big deal here. This is decades-old ban. Gay and bisexual men not allowed to give blood. They have now dropped that specific thing. The reason why, of course, in the past was because HIV was predominantly in gay and bisexual men, as well as, well, you got things like monkeypox and things like that. Well, now I guess they feel like their policy could be updated because they have other ways to screen for these things instead of just saying, hey, who you are is automatically disqualifies you from being able to give blood. So there you go with that. Then the FDA panel is in favor of over-the-counter birth control. The FDA advisors voted unanimously in support of the over-the-counter birth control pill. So this is just from the panel, but usually once the panel recommends something, then it eventually goes ahead and hits the, you know, it goes ahead and becomes an official, you know, policy of the FDA. So that just gives us a little update right there. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that as well. And we've still got some a pair of tickets to give away later on for Showtime over at the Pensacola Singer Theater. This is from the Pensacola Children's Chorus. So we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets for that a little bit later as well. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I thought love was only true. Up this Saturday at Maritime Park. Free registration for kids 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 for the first 350 participants. And participants are going to get a free fishing combo while supplies last. So be sure to check out the annual Kids Fishing Clinic this Saturday over at Maritime Park. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, Title 42 comes to an end tonight, and the crowd of people gathering at the border continues to grow. The COVID-era policy allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back. Border Patrol agents stopped around 10,000 migrants on Tuesday, one of its busiest days ever. Top Pentagon officials say defaulting on the nation's debt could put the U.S. military in danger. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testified before Congress, saying a default could affect troops' pay and benefit China. This noteworthy because this is exactly what Congressman Matt Gaetz predicted would happen, which is why at the end of April he introduced the ASAP, the Military Always Paid Act, to avoid this. Politics with the military pay there. So this is being brought up again today. The FDA is dropping restrictions on gay and bisexual men from donating blood. The ban was first put into place by the FDA during the 1980s HIV/AIDS crisis. The FDA will now take an individual risk-based approach to reducing the risk of HIV infections through blood donations. And two men who pleaded guilty to cheating in a fishing tournament are being sentenced to 10 days in jail. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky were each indicted on felony charges for cheating in a walleye tournament in Lake Erie. They pleaded guilty to cheating and attempted grand theft when they were found using weights to win the September tournament. Bobby, do you recall seeing the video of these two guys when it was discovered that they were cheating at the tournament?
It's, yeah, that's
pretty,
right, yeah.
Pretty funny video, but yeah. 10 days.
This is why they were putting the weights inside the fish in order to try to get the fish to be a little heavier weight.
Uh-huh.
And I guess there's big money or
pride.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's big money or big pride, which one, or maybe a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, yeah.
In order to win these fishing tournaments right there. I did see that, I've seen that, I think it's called Wicked Tuna. I've seen a few episodes of that thing. Where there's like a competition to try to get big tuna. And so you would think that somebody who fishes a lot would recognize that when you catch a fish, you go, wow, that's probably like a 2 pound fish or 3 pound fish. And then all of a sudden you weigh it and it's like 6 pounds. You'd be like,
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you do this on a regular basis, you kind of get to, you get a feel,
get to feel and
for the size of a fish and how much it would weigh.
Right.
It's a, but I don't know. Apparently they thought they could get away with it. They tried multiple times apparently too. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of a funny story overall with that. I did see here one of those stories I didn't bring up just a bit ago. Elon Musk announced that he has found a new CEO for Twitter.
Yeah, I did see that.
So an unnamed woman will take over in about 6 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see, to me, what the reaction is. Because so far it seems like Elon has been very polarizing. Where whenever he makes any kind of move, people either excoriate him for that move or they celebrate him for the move. It just seems he's very, very polarizing with his handling of it.
Do you think that there's any way that Don Lemon takes him up on his offer? Because, if he gets both Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson to put their shows on his platform, I think everything goes away as far as the criticism.
Possibly, but no. And the reason why I say no is because I did see another tweet from Elon Musk yesterday that explained that he has no contract with Tucker Carlson. That Tucker Carlson will make money the same way anybody would make money as if he goes against his own sponsorships. And there will also be a rewards program set up later. So it's not even set up now, but there'll be a rewards program set up later for content providers who provide a lot of views and things like that. There'll be revenue share type of a thing, but it's not even set up yet. And he said that about Tucker Carlson. So the idea is if Don Lemon's going to do a show, it's going to be the same thing. He's going to have to get his own sponsors. There'll be some sort of revenue share down the road. But for a lot of content providers, they're not going to be willing to stick their neck out like that. They're going to want somebody to go ahead and pay me and then I'll do a show. And I think that's Don Lemon. I think Don Lemon's like, pay me and I'll do a show. So I don't know where Don Lemon's going to end up. He's not been nearly as talked about as Tucker Carlson.
No, it hasn't been. I think Tucker is probably more polarizing than Don Lemon is.
I don't know. I think Don Lemon's pretty good at polarizing as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
he has he's developed that way. I interviewed Don Lemon years ago. I'd say almost 10 years ago. He and I got along really, really well. But since that period of time is when Don Lemon just kind of gone off the rails.
He's not the CNN like people hate Fox?
They do now. Yeah, since Trump. Trump made sure when he was running, pretty much from 2016, that people knew that CNN was fake news. You know, that prior to that, I would say no. They did not have disdain for CNN like they do for MSNBC, but now they do. And it's taken a lot for CNN to overcome that disdain, overcome that perception.
Do you think
let's go and get traffic real quick with Gracie. We're running a little bit late on the traffic. Go ahead, Gracie.
Well, roads are looking good right now. We do have a small accident on I-10. This is going to be right near Davis Highway, but it's not causing any slowdowns. I-110 looking good, as well as 98. We just have our typical afternoon traffic. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. So, yeah, it's since Trump, since 2016. I think CNN, they never had the following Fox News had, but they didn't really have disdain as if they were some sort of far left, propaganda machine like MSNBC is considered to be and Fox is for the right. But since 2016, they have been, and they've been having a very difficult time trying to overcome that. And that's why they've had all these shakeups. And that's why Don Lemon's out. He represented that part, that perception of CNN being this left-wing propaganda machine. So getting rid of him was a big part of them going, look, we're going back to just being the news organization.
Would you think of the CNN's moderator in the town hall last night? She too critical or fair? What do you think about her?
I thought the moderator was being, I don't say critical. I think, so this is my problem with a lot of these moderators. They don't, they interject their, you can tell that they're coming from their opinion in it. Instead of being like you're just this middle of the road. I'm just asking the questions that the people want to know. Instead, it's like they have an agenda. And I felt a little bit of that. I thought overall did an okay job, but it felt like they had an agenda of trying to bring up things that maybe Republican voters don't care about. But maybe some do. Trump's just so polarizing in and of himself. It's like, what are you going to do? So no matter what he does, no matter what platform he's on, whether it be a town hall or debate or whatever it might be, he's polarizing for both Republicans and moderates and Democrats.
Destiny, she said, ooh, shut up and dance.
If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Be sure to download our mobile app, and you can get push notifications on our mobile app of important and breaking news in the area. And so be sure to do that, especially if there's traffic accidents, traffic issues. We did push notification out as soon as we got the verdict about Trump the other day. So whatever it is, we've got a lot of things that we'll push out there for you. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So starting off with the U.S. border communities are getting ready for the initial surge, or they're already getting the initial surge of migrants. As Title 42 expires today, we've had 3 days in a row where the migrants crossing the border has been around 10,000 people at the border every day. So already getting the surge. We'll see if that surge increases tomorrow or whether or not it's going to stay about the same. Elon Musk has announced that he has found a new CEO for Twitter. An unnamed woman will take over in about 6 weeks. And the FDA has been busy today. First, they removed the ban of gay and bisexual men giving blood. And second, the FDA panel voted unanimously to support the over-the-counter birth control pill. So very busy day for the FDA going on today. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here. We've got the NBA, of course, tonight, 6:30. This time it's going to be on ESPN. The Boston Celtics are playing the 76ers. 76ers lead the series 3-2. Then at 9 o'clock on ESPN, the Denver Nuggets will be playing the Phoenix Suns. The Nuggets lead that series 3-2. So if the 76ers and the Suns, the 76ers and the Nuggets win, they'll both advance in the playoffs. NHL hockey playoffs is on TNT. Carolina Hurricanes are looking to advance if they beat the New Jersey Red Devils. They lead the series 3-1. That game begins at 6 o'clock, or the puck drops at 6 o'clock. Then at 8:30 on TNT will be the Seattle Kraken against the Dallas Stars. And right now that series is tied at 2-2. Then when it comes to games earlier today, we already had some games. The Reds beat the Mets. The Twins beat the Padres. The Royals beat the White Sox. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing on Major League Baseball Network against the Yankees about 6:05 tonight. And then when it comes to sports news, let me get over to that. The Suns in tonight's game are going to be without Chris Paul. DeAndre Ayton is questionable in the game tonight. And then the full schedule of the NFL will be released tonight at 7 o'clock. We've already had some of the games leak. We talked about some of those yesterday. First game of the season will be the Chiefs hosting the Lions on Thursday, September 7th. The Jets will play the Bills in the first Monday night football game. And so you're going to see Aaron Rodgers' debut in the very first Monday night football game of the year. And former St. John's basketball coach Mike Anderson is seeking $46 million from the university. He's claiming he was fired without cause, only so the school could avoid paying his buyout and use the money to hire Rick Pitino. He wants $11.4 million remaining on his contract, as well as $34.2 million in punitive damages. Yeah, I don't know if you got so many punitive damages. I don't know if you have too many punitive damages going on when it comes to that, but who knows? We'll see what happens with that for him. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then I got to update you a little bit on the Trump DeSantis situation.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10/I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 98. We just have our typical afternoon traffic. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So, first of all, last night, Trump had his town hall on CNN. And it's getting mixed reviews, pretty much depending on what you read or who you're getting the reviews from. If it's, you know, Trump fans are like, he knocked it out of the park. If it's people who hate Trump, it's, you know, he was a disaster, or it was just a Trump rally. You know, people who like Trump are like, the moderator stunk. People who don't like Trump, thought, you know, the moderator wasn't tough enough. It's all over the place. But you can't deny this. CNN's town hall with Donald Trump brought in 3.3 million viewers. That was enough for them to beat Fox News at the same time and MSNBC. According to Nielsen's final numbers, Donald Trump's town hall had 3.3 million viewers. Fox News came in next with 1.45 million viewers and MSNBC at 1.4 million viewers. CNN, 781,000. So, yeah. Now, let me break this down. By adults 25 to 54, CNN, 781,000, 160,000 for MSNBC, and only 140,000 for Fox News. So, whether no matter what you think, whatever, I mean, this is that time slot, 8 o'clock at night, that Tucker Carlson usually was on Fox. And now Donald Trump goes on CNN for just a town hall and doubles over, like, more than doubles the viewers of Fox News, more than doubles the viewers of MSNBC. Can't deny those numbers. Now, at the same time, a new poll is out, the interactive polls, that shows that the Republican primary were held today in Florida, Trump would actually beat Governor DeSantis by 8 points. Granted, you know, full disclosure, DeSantis still has not even announced yet. So he's not even in full campaign mode by any means. So you got to take that for what it's worth. But it's basically in Florida, the primary is basically between Trump and DeSantis. Trump has 42%, DeSantis 34%. Then next would be Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and Mike Pence all tied at 2% each. Then Tim Scott at 1%. Sununu at 1%, which, by the way, Governor Sununu is expected to make his announcement sometime before June, he said, or sometime in June, sorry. So he's not announced yet either, but he's expected to make an announcement. Mike Pence has not made his announcement yet either. He's expected to make an announcement before June as well. So, you know, in doing this, once again, I've always stated with DeSantis, until he's actually in the race, actually campaigning, it's hard to, I mean, the fact that he's ranking this high and he's not even campaigning yet is like, oh, that's actually pretty good. And all that really matters is the Florida primary poll doesn't matter at all. We're way down on the list of the voting. You know, by the time we get to vote, probably half of these candidates who are already in the race will have already dropped out. So what matters is Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. Those are the states that matter right now. Then we get to Super Tuesday. So if DeSantis wins Iowa or wins North New Hampshire or Nevada, where we've already covered last week, he's leading in Nevada. If he wins one of those states, all of a sudden these numbers, these Florida primary numbers, completely swap, you know, completely switch around. A lot can happen, as we are just starting to get into the campaign season next month. Like, we're not even in the campaign, like, swing of things just yet. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic. Oh, wait, no. When we come back here, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Radio 923 coming up here in about 8 minutes. Got your WEAR news update and then your news hour right here on News Radio 923. The thoughts have been coming out. How do you think that the moderator did last night? And I said, I felt like the bias was coming through with the moderator. And I've got an example of that coming up here right after we get an update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, the DHS secretary insists the Biden administration is prepared for the end of Title 42. The COVID-era policy allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back, and thousands of migrants are now swarming border towns and overwhelming border agents. Alejandro Mayorkas said the situation on the ground is challenging, but claimed the Biden administration will meet it. One person is dead after a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip hit a residential building in Israel. That comes as attempts at a ceasefire stall through days of violence that have resulted in killings of at least 28 Palestinians. Today marks the formal end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. Mobile testing sites in New York City are going away now. At-home test kits will still be available, but in some cases, a doctor's visit may be required first. In Sesame Street, introducing its first Filipino Muppet, TJ was introduced on a segment with actor Cal Penn that talked about confidence. The new puppet joins Ji Young, a Korean-American Muppet that debuted 2 years ago.
Very interesting one right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So President Trump had his town hall last night. And I was saying, depending on if you like Trump, you think he did a great job. If you hate Trump, you think he did a terrible job. If you like Trump, you think the moderator was horrendous. If you don't like Trump, you think the moderator wasn't tough enough. I was like, but one thing you can't deny is that the ratings came in, and CNN had 3.3 million viewers. Fox, only 1.45 million viewers. So it knocked it out of the park as far as viewership goes. But when I'm asked, okay, what do you think about the moderator? Look, taking a step back, no matter how I feel about Trump or anything like this, I'm telling you, no other moderator, no moderator would treat any other candidate like this. They wouldn't treat Governor DeSantis this way. They wouldn't treat Obama this way. They wouldn't have treated Biden this way. And if you don't think other candidates avoid questions, you're out of your mind. That's like pretty much the definition of political candidates. They don't answer questions directly. This moderator was getting frustrated, I guess, the only way to put it, that he wasn't answering the question directly. So here is a clip to show her bias and how much she doesn't like Trump and doesn't have patience with Trump, and she shouldn't have been the moderator. Here you go.
What's you the mind? Answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to answer. You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Why you not onto the documents?
I was negotiating and we were talking to NARA.
What's the answer?
Do you mind?
Yeah, there you go. What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? Badgering your interview as a moderator? No. And then being sassy and saying, you know, and then he's like, well, I'm going to answer. And he goes, don't you want me to answer? And she's like, yeah, that's why I asked it with this tone. I'm sorry, taking a step back. Doesn't matter how I feel about him or her or CNN or any of that. That has nothing to do with it. She would not treat another candidate like that, that disrespectfully. And this is honestly one of the big problems that pretty much all the media is going to have is that many of the people on the mainstream media from Fox News down have disdain for Trump and they can't be professional enough to control their disdain to just do their job and be the moderator. Like they feel like they have to confront him. And that's not your job as the moderator of a debate or of a town hall. And so I was quite surprised to see like these types of interactions throughout the whole thing. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
This traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru with I-10 and I-110 looking good. Nothing really to slow you down besides your typical afternoon traffic. If you do see something else on the road, you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Again, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So changing topics here just a little bit is pertaining to Eat What You Want Day. Today is Eat What You Want Day. And in a recent poll, people were asked, like, okay, if you could eat anything you want, what would it be? I think this needs to have a caveat here. eat what you want without consequences. Like, if I could eat whatever I wanted to without consequences, that's the thing. Because frankly, I eat what I want to. I mean, my belly shows is evidence of that. I eat what I want to anyway. What I want is to be able to eat whatever I want to without the added, you know, the extra stuff that comes along with it. Oh my goodness, that's funny. But it looks like a lot of people want pizza, French fries, burgers, and it just goes, you know, just your typical stuff like that. Ice cream. Yeah, I can have ice cream. I can have ice cream, pizza, and cereal every single day. I could probably live on that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh boy, there was a dangerous rabbit in Des Moines. Apparently, this black rabbit was running around and was jumping up and biting people. Getting bit by a rabbit? Yeah, apparently one lady was trying to get in her car. The rabbit ran around the car and was like chasing this lady around her car. She got in the car and the rabbit was like stalking her, waiting for her to get out so it could attack her again. Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm laughing, but that's kind of freaky at the same time. So yeah, it bit a couple people, was jumping at their faces. I don't like that. They said they don't believe that the rabbit has rabies. It was just upset. Okay. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.